Earlier spring temperatures and longer summers are making seasonal allergies worse in Indiana and across the country. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports that's according to the independent researching and reporting collaboration Climate Central.
On average, the Indiana city studied had 8 more days above freezing last year than they did in 1970. But that doesn't just make the allergy season last longer, it makes it more intense. Melissa Widholm is the associate director and regional climatologist with the Midwestern Regional Climate Center. She says excess carbon dioxide in the atmosphere not only drives climate change, it can boost the growth of sneezy plants like ragweed and grasses.
You grow a plant in a warmer, more carbon dioxide-rich environment, and they're just going to get bigger. They're just going to produce more pollen.
Pollen can also trigger an asthma attack for more than half of asthma sufferers in the U.S. Black, Hispanic, and Indigenous residents who are disproportionately affected by asthma are especially vulnerable, as are lower-income residents who may not be able to afford allergy medication. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Widholm says curbing carbon emissions from things like cars and power plants will help allergies long term, but she says we're likely to see worse allergy seasons in the next few decades.